4-day school weeks have become more common across Oklahoma over the last decade. Lawmakers have tried to limit the practice, but as State Impact's Robbie Korth reports, the rural districts that use them are fighting to keep them.
When Vania Farmer talks to a friend who goes to a different school, she often feels sorry for them.
I can't believe they have school on Fridays. Like, that sucks for them. That's so sad.
Vania is a junior at McLeod High School. Her district, located in a town of about 4,000 in northwest Pottawatomie County, is only in school 4 days most weeks. The off day isn't necessarily quiet. There's still basketball practice and classwork.
I'm finishing my pre-calc test. Well, not finishing it, but revising it and making sure that my grade is what I want it to be.
That's just a normal day of no school at McLeod. Dozens of students are in and out as they participate in various activities. McLeod principal Brian Jennings says that's what you get with a 4-day school week.
The kids and the parents love it.
But maybe even more important than that is the teachers. About 3/4 of the district's teachers are commuting from somewhere else, a few even as far as 45 minutes away. They love that 4-day school week, too.
If you got a good teacher and they have the option of working in a 5-day week or a 4-day week, I mean, most of the time they're going to take the 4-day week.
Oklahoma has just shy of 100 school districts that are in session 4 days a week rather than the typical 5. And teacher retention is an important reason why most school districts like the practice.
I mean, it's beneficial to teachers as far as getting papers graded and or getting, you know, they're able to enter grades, they're able to give, you know, give kids help that they need, make parent phone calls, all of those kind of things.
But 4-day school weeks have become a political controversy. Governor Kevin Stitt has campaigned by saying that limiting it is one of his great successes during his first term. Here he is at a debate last week.
You know, we've gone from budget deficits to a record savings account. From 4-day school weeks and teacher walkouts to now the largest investment in education and teachers in the history of our state.
Stitt signed Senate Bill 441 in 2019. At the time, lawmakers made it a priority, complaining that the shortened school week is a business killer. The measure said schools must be in session at least 165 days a year, which made a 4-day calendar difficult to pull off. But rural Republicans are second-guessing that decision.
I'm not saying everything's perfect, but there are a lot of positives sometimes we overlook.
That's Representative Danny Sterling, a former educator from Tecumseh. He led an interim study into the 4-day school week earlier this month. 4-day districts began popping up in Oklahoma about a decade ago. Schools put them in place to save money, but those savings haven't really come to fruition. Instead, they've just become plain popular.
And schools aren't the only ones taking notice to this. The 4-day school week is growing in popularity, not just among rural schools. This is something that also many corporations are considering experimenting with.
4-day districts still exist in Oklahoma despite the law changing calendars. The law now requires a minimum of 165 days of instruction. So districts have started sprinkling in 5-day weeks and lengthening the school year on top of having days that are a half hour longer. Back in McLeod, studies and policies don't really matter all that much to students like Vania Farmer. The district has added one Friday a month to their calendar to get in compliance with the law. Farmer says, so far at least, it really hasn't changed all that much. There are far more Fridays with no school, but you can still find her in a classroom.
I have the freedom to do my work when I want to and, like, plan my schedule the way I want to on Fridays. It's, like, not, like, bell schedule on Fridays.
That's how it is for a lot of kids. Her principal, Jennings, says they're going to adapt to the number of days or hours they're supposed to be in school.
I think that the 4-day week, if it works for your district, it works for your district. And I do think it works for our district.
Many rural Oklahoma schools agree with that. And no matter what's required, they're going to make every effort to keep 4-day school weeks alive. For State Impact, I'm Robbie Korth.